This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 183 for Tuesday, December 12th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. After rebounding on Monday, the ICE Futures canola market is easing back into the red on Tuesday. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are down, while European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is down approximately $2 per barrel, despite an attack on a tanker in the Red Sea earlier today. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The January canola contract is down $4.10 per ton at $669 even, while the March contract is down $4 per ton at $675.60. In the U.S., corn and wheat are making gains while soybeans are lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that 711,733 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended December 7th, below the 1.2 million from last week, but ahead of the 517,000 tons from 1 year ago. So far this marketing year, corn shipments are up 2 million tons from last year at 9.18 million. AgRural reported that first crop corn planting is 95% complete, compared to 96% 1 year earlier in Brazil. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his production estimate for Brazilian and Argentine corn production at 118 million and 52 million tons respectively, as the former continues to deal with dry conditions in the north and wet conditions in the south. The March corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.87. 984,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended December 7th, down from 1.17 million last week and down from 1.88 million last year. So far this marketing year, 19.7 million tons of soybeans were shipped, down 16% from 1 year ago. Erratic weather in Brazil caused Safras and Mercado to cut its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 3.2 million tons to 158.2 million. Cordonnier left his estimates for Brazil and Argentina unchanged at 157 million and 50 million respectively, but the latter may become larger. The January soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.31, while the March contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.48. Nearly 282,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for the week ended December 7th, up 50% from the previous week and up 60,000 tons from the same week last year. However, accumulated U.S. wheat exports are down by 2.5 million tons compared to last year at 8.6 million. Due to heavy rains, France's 2024-25 soft winter wheat seeding area may drop by 5% to 4.49 million hectares, a four-year low. Durham wheat acreage was projected to be down 10.5% from this year and 15.7% below the five-year average at 205,000 hectares. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.24. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.27. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.